Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're doing a deep dive on a retail giant that needs almost no introduction, Costco Wholesale. The stock has been under some pressure recently, dipping below that $1,000 mark, and a lot of you have been asking if this is a buying opportunity or if the valuation still has room to fall. We're going to break down the business, the financials, the competitive position, and most importantly, what the intrinsic value looks like today. Let's get into it. Costco is one of those rare businesses that has built a fortress-like moat around its model. It's not just a retailer, it's a membership ecosystem. You pay to shop, and in return, you get some of the lowest prices anywhere. That sounds simple, but it creates a powerful flywheel. Low prices drive traffic, traffic drives volume, volume gives Costco leverage with suppliers, and that leverage lets them keep prices low. It's a virtuous cycle that has worked for decades. Headquartered in Issaquah, Washington, Costco operates over 800 warehouses globally, with a massive presence in the U.S., Canada, and a growing international footprint. The company has over 333,000 employees, and the CEO is Ron Vacris, who has been vocal about keeping the low-price philosophy intact while pushing into new areas like AI and faster delivery. The stock has a beta of just 0.9, meaning it's actually less volatile than the broader market, something we saw in action recently when Costco held steady during a severe market sell-off. Let's talk about the numbers that matter. For fiscal year 2025, Costco generated over $275 billion in revenue. To put that in perspective, that's up from $254 billion in 2024 and $242 billion in 2023. The growth is steady and compounding. Breaking that down by product category, food and sundries is the biggest slice at nearly $110 billion, followed by non-foods at $71 billion, fresh food at $38 billion, and other at $51 billion. Membership fees alone brought in $5.3 billion, and that's essentially pure profit. Geographically, the U.S. is the dominant market with $200 billion in revenue, but Canada contributed $37 billion and other international operations added another $38 billion. That international piece is getting a lot of attention from analysts, and for good reason, it's a major growth lever. Now let's look at the earnings picture. In fiscal 2025, Costco reported net income of $8.1 billion, up from $7.4 billion in 2024. Earnings per share came in at $18.24 diluted, compared to $16.56 the prior year. That's a solid 10% growth in EPS. The operating income hit $10.4 billion, and ADO was nearly $13.4 billion. Margins remain thin on the retail side. Gross profit margin is about 12.9%, but the membership model is what drives the profitability. The net profit margin sits at 3%, which is actually quite healthy for a retailer of this scale. The most recent monthly sales data is also encouraging. For May 2026, Costco reported net sales of $24.1 billion, a 14.5% increase year over year. Same-store sales are surging, and the company is seeing particular strength in protein-heavy products, driven by the GLP-1 drug trend. People are prioritizing protein, and Costco is selling massive amounts of it. The balance sheet is rock solid. Costco has $14.2 billion in cash and cash equivalents, total assets of $77.1 billion, and total equity of $29.2 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is only 0.17, meaning they carry very little leverage. The current ratio is 1.07, so they're comfortably liquid. Free cash flow for fiscal 2025 was $7.8 billion, which gives them plenty of firepower for dividends, buybacks, and expansion. The dividend yield is modest at about 0.55%, but they've been raising it consistently. Let's run through a SWOT analysis to frame the competitive picture. Starting with strengths, Costco's financial performance is robust, with strong revenue growth and high membership renewal rates. The brand is trusted, the model is sticky, and the scale gives them incredible supplier leverage. Weaknesses include the thin retail margins and the fact that the business is heavily dependent on the U.S. market. Opportunities are plentiful. International expansion, AI-driven efficiencies, same-day delivery that now averages under 45 minutes, and the continued protein trend. Threats include rising competition from Walmart and Amazon, potential whey shortages affecting protein supply, and regulatory risks around labor and trade. Looking at recent performance, Costco stock is down about 3.4% over the past month, and it's down about 2.3% over the past 3 months. But zoom out to 5 years, and you're looking at a gain of over 156%. That's the power of compounding in a great business. The stock has been resilient during market sell-offs, which reinforces its defensive characteristics. The forward PE ratio has been compressing as earnings grow. It's now around 48 on a trailing basis, but the forward PE is expected to come down to the low 40s over the next couple of years. Now let's get to the part everyone's waiting for, the valuation. We ran a comprehensive intrinsic value analysis using a forward PE model, which is the most appropriate framework for a mature compounder like Costco. The model confidence is high, and the setup passed our sanity checks. The fair value based on this model is around $792 per share. That's significantly below the current price of about $962. The implied upside is negative 35%, meaning the stock is trading at a premium to our estimated intrinsic value. The 5-year CAGR projection based on this fair value is negative 8.3% annually, which would turn a $10,000 investment today into roughly $6,474 over 5 years. That's not a prediction of a loss. It's a reflection that if the stock reverts to fair value, the returns would be negative. What drives this valuation? First, the forward PE target of 35 is based on a normalized historical multiple of around 39, but we adjusted it downward to account for decelerating growth. Second, the discount rate is set at 8%, which is reasonable for a defensive stock. Third, the terminal PE is 25, reflecting the mature nature of the business. And fourth, the free cash flow conversion assumptions are conservative, with a 92% ratio of FCF to net income. So here's my take. Costco is an incredible business, one of the best in the world. The moat is wide, the management is smart, and the growth trajectory is solid. But the stock is priced for perfection. At 48 times trailing earnings, you're paying a huge premium for that quality. The valuation analysis suggests that even with reasonable assumptions, the stock is overvalued by roughly 35%. That doesn't mean it can't go higher. Markets can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent. But from a disciplined investing perspective, this is not a compelling entry point. The key upside is continued same-store sales growth and international expansion. The key risk is multiple compression, which could eat into returns for years. What to watch? Keep an eye on membership renewal rates and same-store sales trends. If those stay strong, the stock may hold its premium. If they soften, the downside could be significant. What do you think about cost? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.